Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
See, this is the more hard-hitting Alice in Chains, brother. Welcome back, Midday Show.
Yeah. Face about to fall off.
Damn right. I'll rock your face off. That molasses deep, nasty guitar. It's nasty.
Are they? And he's dead, right?
He's dead. Okay. OD'd, man.
Okay. On that snout?
Probably a bit of all of it. Okay. I think it's the hair on.
That snake bite? Oh, okay. That hair on. I tell you, it was crazy, Rob, because my wife had a doctor thing yesterday. So went to
– she okay? Everything
yeah, she's fine.
Cool.
She's good. They gave her – I had to go pick up her prescription. So they gave me the script and everything, and it was for oxys, right?
Oh, boy.
And so I was like, okay, nobody has any. So I was like – and I think the way they looked at me, I'm like, I'm not using them, you know.
It's my birthday. Got a couple extra.
I don't do that. I was like – and I was like, I was like, oh, these are the – because, you know, I don't do that.
Pills are good.
Pills are not good.
Pills are good.
But I was just curious. I was like nobody – there was none.
Wow.
There was none. Yeah, well, they were all back order and all those things.
Well, Archie kind of has a PR problem, you know, when you have 100,000 deaths.
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, all these people are dying from us. Why would they still be prescribing these things? And so she doesn't take that stuff anyway because she refused to take it. I was like, okay, fine. Just sit there and be a
big pharma has our best interest at heart.
Go get some 800 milligram ibuprofen and let's roll, baby. That's what I'm doing. Let's just roll. Because I'm not.
Brown liquor be all right, or vodka. Yeah, some sweet vodka.
Yeah, but I was just curious. I was like, they still make these things. You can tell I don't know nothing about that pill game.
Well, Bo said that his drink for the indecisive woman is a drink called the indecisive woman.
What does that consist of,
Bo? It's a sweet vodka drink, right?
It's a sweet vodka drink.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, with some bubbles in it. Yeah.
Oh, so champagne with vodka?
No, not champagne and vodka, although people do drink that too. That's hardcore right there.
People drink champagne and vodka mixed together?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they call it?
I've never named it.
Rehab.
Alcoholism.
Hey, I was curious. I was like, okay, so you get the champagne. And then you pour the vodka in the champagne or the champagne in the vodka?
Yeah, you throw like a little splash of OJ in there. I guess to some people, maybe like, you know, mimosa's not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
So you throw a little vodka in there. You get the best
a little
of
extra
world.
Gear because I do love a mimosa.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Rob.
What?
So disappointed.
The look on your face.
Oh, Rob.
The utter. I'll never come back from that again.
Rob.
He's always going to look at me a certain way.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, dear. How dare you?
You like. So are you a bottomless mimosas guy?
I can be.
Oh, Rob.
I prefer Bloody Marys, though.
Okay. Real
spicy one,
okay,
too.
Okay, okay, okay.
Oh, speaking of spicy, Cam Newton is trying so hard turn into Uncle Shannon or Pat McAfee. He's really just saying anything that'll stick to the wall to draw attention to himself. Mm-hmm. Well, it's working. We're talking about him right now, right?
Oh, Rob.
Well, apparently Cam Newton really hates the Falcons and Kirk Cousins. Well, according to Cam Newton, Falcons... Well, they way, way overpaid for what they got.
But I'm telling you, with that 180 that you gave that guy, you could have had, if not more, talent at that position. And you was going to sell out.
Okay. He was talking about Justin and Lamar himself. And I don't know who the other guy was. All right, man. You know, I love Cam. I think Cam.
I got
Cam.
He's such a character.
Cam,
I like him.
Cam had one of the best seasons
ever.
You want to talk about putting a team on your back and dragging them to – I won't say dragging, taking them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's made himself into a martyr based on that, too.
And he was great. He was great. He was really good up till then also, but he was freaking great that year. And he got hurt doing something that people said he could do. He sat in the pocket, a running back missed the damn blitz, and T.J. Watt damn near tore his arm off.
Right.
And Cam just could never bounce back from that and everything. And that's how
Von Miller abused him in that Super Bowl,
yeah, but that's
too.
How I always – Cam was a really, really good player. One of the best years at Auburn and everything like that. I just hate the comparison between him and Kirk Cousins. It's just different because they're two totally different quarterbacks. They're two totally different quarterbacks. And so, I will always give Cam his flowers. I don't think Cam's a hater or he's bitter or anything like that. It's just staying how he feels.
I think he's trying to have these really obnoxious opinions or very flamboyant opinions get attention.
Just like he said.
He's just trying to get traction and clicks.
What did he say during the season? He was talking about a playmaker or whatever, game manager or whatever he was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything. And I think people jumped all on that and stuff like that.
To his credit, he created a national debate on that whole thing.
He did.
I give him credit for it.
He did, man. And Cam's – and the one thing about Cam's a smart brother.
He is.
He's my brother. He knows how to market himself, his shows and everything like that. But yeah, I didn't take that much. I saw a lot of people. Oh, yeah, he's always a hater, and I'm like, I didn't see
him. No, he's not. He's just trying to put himself on the media map, the landscape.
It was a really good interview. I enjoyed it with him and Shannon.
Well, let's hear Cam Newton talking about number 7, who once wore that jersey number for the Falcons.
I was a teenager when Michael Vick was here. Man, that moment, bro, and they wasn't elite.
No.
But Michael Vick to Atlanta was something that the city needed.
Right.
And that's where you got to talk to management to say, hey, listen, I understand it's twofold. We got to win football games and we got to sell tickets.
Well, I mean, I thought that was one of those.
He knows the city. We want something sexy.
He knows the city. And
he's from here.
That was the thing about it when we were talking about, I know he's talking about the same thing, Justin Fields and Lamar Jackson. Yeah. One thing, Lamar was not coming here.
No, was never even a possibility.
Baltimore was going to that. But if I'm them, I still would have called because they didn't put the exclusive rights tag on them.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So that's what I said. But I think that, you know, the whole Justin Fields thing. I think Kirk Cousins is better than Justin Fields. I do. I think he's better.
I do, too.
I think he's better. But the thing about what Cam's talking about is the fact that what he's talking about is the entertainment factor.
Yeah. Atlanta wants something sexy.
But it don't matter.
Sexy city.
What if it don't result in wins?
Atlanta doesn't care. We just want sexy. They will make excuse for the sexy if they don't win.
I played against Mike when Mike was here. It's different.
Yeah, man.
It's different. It is a different atmosphere
electric.
When Seven was here.
Electric.
He was that dude. Yeah. You know, and so, you know, but I always think winning is more important than anything. Boring winning is better than exciting losing.
I agree, but this city doesn't agree with that. You know how this city is.
Boring losing is better than boring winning is better than exciting losing. It just is. Highlights, woo, yeah! And then at the end of the game, damn, man, we always do this, man. You know, it just went.
Falcons go to Falcons.
Falcons go Falcons. No, Falcons. Falcons go Falcons.
Them Falcons.
Yeah, man.
All right, here's Cam Newton bragging about his resume in comparison to Kirk Cousins.
Giving this person the money coming off an injury? So how am I supposed to feel? Because the same questions and the same concerns that you had with me, obviously you done overlooked that.
You see, you don't have those concerns with him.
And if you give Kirk Cousins my resume, he probably would have got more. But I'm tripping. But I'm bitter. But I'm mad. I'm not. I'm just exposing the truth.
But the thing about it is this.
Through your bitterness.
Okay, but I saw this and they were like, they were trying to compare the numbers. Yeah. One, they're different quarterbacks. Cam was not gonna they're different. They're just different styles of player. Now, Cam has taken a team to the Super Bowl. Kirk Cousins is not.
Mm-hmm.
Cam has won divisions. I don't know if Minnesota's won divisions or anything like that, but whatever. It's whatever. Like I said, Cam has done more as far as team success than Kirk, in my opinion. He's been to the Super Bowl. He's won the most valuable player award. Now, that's not taking anything away from Kirk, because Kirk's a good player. He is. But, I mean.
He's a distinguished pro.
He is. He's a really good player. He's going to give you the same money. He's going to give you $4,000, 26 to 30 touchdowns.
Right.
That's good. But Cam will give you 3,200 passing yards, 1,000 rushing, 800,000 rushing.
20 touchdowns, 18 interceptions.
I mean, that's the thing about it is when you try to compare, it's hard to compare quarterbacks when both of their styles are so different. They just are.
All right, speaking of hot takes, Mark Ross. Who is Mark Ross?
That was it.
Is he a pundit? NFL Network. Well, listen to what he says about Brock Bowers.
You know, just overall, when you look, and even the way you look at Brock Bowers and the way Georgia plays him, like, they scheme him a lot. You know, that impact jumping in there where we have to scheme a guy open all the time, you know, you're not looking at that and saying, that's worth a top 20 talent. There's always a guy each year or two that you look in the whole scouting world and like, this guy's phenomenal. And, like, I just don't see it. I don't see this guy being all that Superman that everyone's talking about. And Brock Bowers is that one for me this year where I like him, but I don't see this unbelievably superstar guy. I think he has some limitations that kind of get hidden a little bit.
Oh, well. A guy with a voice that sounds like this. He's that guy whose sports takes are never in doubt. You can't do anything to convince him otherwise.
My thing is, I don't understand what he's talking about. You have to scheme him open. Scheme him open.
Every play is
every
a scheme.
Play, every play, you scheme the play to get the player open.
Everything you see on the field is a scheme.
Yeah, but do you watch when he's not schemed? Do you see when they're throwing him one-on-one fade routes and it's just him and he jumps over people? That's not scheming over. That's I'm a better player than you. I don't know this gentleman, so I don't want to begrudge him and talk about him like that because he was on our station, so I don't want to talk about him like that. But he can go to hell. All right? Yeah.
Well, there you go. I don't mean to talk bad about anything, but you go to hell. You go straight to hell. Yeah. And I pass go.
Whatever.
On that rotisserie in hell.
Yeah, whatever. moving along.
Moving along. It's Andy and Randy triple in for Andy.
Came down when I was on the way. I didn't see it till this morning. Was the Browns and Nick Chubb have reworked this deal?
Yeah.
And because it was one of the things where you didn't know what, because he's coming off of, major knee injury and everything from a running back perspective, but they were able to restructure his deal, keep him in there and everything.
God, he almost single-handedly beat the Falcons.
Because I was just like, damn, that was one of my questions. I was like, what are they going to do with Nick? But once the first wave and everything went through, I was like, okay, Nick's going to be around. They just got to figure out a way to make the money work.
Well, they're going to save roughly $10 million. He's going to get $12.2 million.
Yeah, I mean, the dude is special. Now, coming off of another – this I'm talking about Rock. That was nasty how he got hit on his leg and everything like that. And hopefully he'll find a way to bounce back. And then I remember when this came down, Rob, and I was like, "Damn, something don't smell right about it." This Rashid Rice thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It don't. And obviously, good for him. He's cooperating with the police and everything like that.
Now he's the one with involved in the 8-car accident that his Lamborghini caused because he was racing.
Yeah.
He was fast and furious.
Way to go, dummy.
Yeah.
Way to go, dummy. That's all. That's all.
Terrell Suggs arrested for being Terrell Suggs.
Yeah, man. what is it with these brothers out
being
there in Arizona?
Being threatening and intimidating, disorderly conduct with a weapon.
What is it with these brothers out there in Arizona? Him, Donovan, all of them out there in Arizona.
Is it just all that hot weather just makes you rage? What is
the hell wrong with them? I mean, it was at Starbucks. What the hell? They got the order wrong?
The little skinny, tatted soy boy behind the bar.
Oh, my
get
God.
Your, behind the counter didn't get
Bo
your order
said,
right.
What's it? Champ vodka is a mixture of vodka and champagne. So champ vodka? Okay, that's my man said. Richie said that. I had another one said. Jimmy said, ask Bo about the redneck mimosas, beer and champagne. You ever heard of that?
I have never served one of those.
I'm surprised you hadn't in a Braves game.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've never ever.
I have done some red eyes. The beer with Bloody Mary mix in it.
I like mine with. I like mine with the Clemente. Is it not Clemente?
Clamato.
Yeah. I like
tomato juice.
Yeah. Tomato juice. That's what I like.
Irish car bomb, baby.
Oh, when's the last time you had one of those?
It's probably been a year or two. I don't do a lot of shots
anymore. When's the next time? When's
the next time?
Probably this afternoon.
About 3 o'clock this afternoon.
In about 2 hours and 45 minutes, I'll have one maybe.
My lovely wife and Miss Libby are listening. She took her to a post op today. So hello, ladies. How are y'all? And everything. So yeah, what is it? The Irish car bomb. Bad night, buddy.
That's why I sip my shots. I just sip it.
The thing about it is, I overindulged when I first started drinking those. And that's what happened. I was like, somebody gave me one. I was like, keep those coming.
Yeah. And now you're like, ooh, that's what you think about. That's like me and tequila.
Hell no.
Like, oh, yeah.
So you dropped a shot in the glass and then just sip on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on, dude.
No, I don't sip my
Hold on. You sip a shot?
I sip the shot. Well,
it goes into a beer. You drop it into a beer.
No, I'm talking about him. You sip shots?
Oh, the brown liquor, it tastes good, man. You savor that stuff,
man. He sips shots and drinks mimosas. Damn, Rob.
It doesn't mean I pee sitting down.
I hope not. We got a guy who does that.
Sometimes at 3 in the morning you're tired. You don't want to feel like standing up all groggy.
There's no excuse.
Who does that? Who sits down to pee?
There's no excuse.
Who does that? Yeah, once or twice when you're tired. You know, sometimes enough's enough already. Oh, we're going to do a little midday grab bag. Bunch of grab bag questions. I like this. This is how I brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Grab bag next. Andy and Randy. Triple in for Andy. Sports Radio 929 Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Nothing wrong with sipping your bourbon whiskey. Welcome back to the Midday Show, Triple in for Andy
Let
Bunker.
Go! I didn't say anything was wrong with sipping your... You said a shot.
Well, you know, if you ask for a shot of Jameson, you still sip it. It's still, you know...
You enjoy that mossy, smoky, smooth finish. Is that your phone or my phone that keeps dinging?
It's probably mine. Oh. You know, and I feel bad. I'm getting a lot of happy birthday texts from numbers I don't recognize. I got a new phone kind of recently. I lost a lot of context. I feel like an idiot.
Right. Why?
I don't know who they are. Oh. They're reaching out to me. They think enough of me to reach out. I don't well, nobody recognizes phone numbers
All
anymore.
You have
names.
To, Rob, don't.
Just say thank you.
That's
don't
it.
Worry about it. Thank
that's
you.
That's it. Thank you. Because that's the last thing you want to do is if somebody texts you and you got, don't know who it is, and you got to say, who this? But everybody's saying happy birthday, so you just say thank you.
Yeah,
you say thank you. That's all you got to do is say thank you and all those different
don't
things.
Don't say that. Screw you. Who's this? Don't do that.
Yeah, because but a lot of times, if somebody has my number that I don't know how they get my number, they'll always identify themselves saying, "This is so and so. I got your number from blank."
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't get like random text messages from numbers I don't know.
All right. Bo, you want to ask these questions? You want to spearhead this thing?
I will ask a midday grab bag of questions. Now, keeping in mind, the fewer of these questions that we actually have to ask, the better Abe did in writing down the questions.
Right.
Yes.
So this one's not on there. How do y'all feel about Facebook birthdays?
What
it always kind of, to me, felt like a little, it's not so special because Facebook literally told you it was my birthday. You didn't have to do any work for it. You didn't know it.
Well, considering I don't.
You know what I mean?
You know what I do? Instead, I text them personally if I know it's their
That's
birthday.
That's what I do, too.
Personal
considering
touch. Which is what a lot of these people did who I don't know their numbers.
I haven't seen my Facebook in years. Once my mama started getting prevalent on Facebook, I had to go. I ain't like it before that.
No more snap face for
you. Yeah, I ain't like it before that.
All right, here we go. So if the Masters is number one, and we assume that it is, what's the number two most picturesque sporting
what
event in America?
Damn it, Abe.
Well, what's your problem with this?
Picturesque.
You're like viscerally irritated with this question.
Picturesque? What's the most picturesque?
Would it be another golf tournament? I don't know what.
I'll tell you, I'll answer it. For me, since I got to go to the Indy 500 last year,
right.
That was crazy.
I'm
looking at these bleachers with probably, you know, there's 250,000 people
right,
there.
Right.
And I'm looking at the bleachers. They're a mile and a half away, and you can still see these full bleachers. Mm-hmm. Just how massive that complex is.
Right.
And it was just cool being there.
Yeah.
How about when MLB goes to Iowa and does the Field of Dreams?
That's pretty cool.
There you go.
That's pretty cool. I'm trying to figure out what the hell picturesque means, actually.
Looks pretty
on TV.
Well, I mean,
kind of a good vibe.
Does anything look prettier than, like, the opening, the kickoff of the Super Bowl?
That's a good one. I like
nothing wrong with that. See, you answered the question. Okay. So you got through there.
Yeah, that's what I said. Said
through gritted teeth, you answered the question.
Also think a packed stadium on a Game 7 of a World Series is very picturesque. There's something about it.
Like standing on the bridge.
Standing
on the bridge and overlooking Sanford Stadium.
That was cool.
Oh, there you go. Therapy.
And that's how I went to games growing up. We just hang out on the bridge free. Yeah. Back then you could see.
All right, UFC 300 is this Saturday. What's the last fight card? It can be boxing also, that you went out of your way to watch.
Man, I got them bootlegs, so I don't go on my way to watch nothing. It's just airplay through the TV.
Oh, is Wilder and what's his name? Come on.
Fury?
Fury, yeah. Tyson Fury, both of those. Yeah, those are just like, savage.
My man Cleo, and that's how I got his name in my phone contacts, Cleo up the street. Like, Cleo orders all the fights and everything. So I'll just walk up the street to his house. But, like, last one I ordered, and y'all out there, y'all listening, JY, and y'all still owe me my $10.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, for the Floyd and Manny fight that I bought. Everybody said, I'm going to go get you $10 for the fight. Still ain't seen that 10.
Door,
now,
dog.
We don't went out other places and bought me drinks, so but I still want my actual cash.
You go, when you go into that house, do you automatically open the refrigerator?
Who?
You.
When I go in somebody else's house?
Yeah.
No. When I go in somebody else's house, do I actually go open the refrigerator?
Yeah.
No. There's no way in it. Like, that is rude as hell. That's rude as hell. Like, if somebody comes in my house that's never been and opens my refrigerator, I'm asking, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, what are you going in there looking for?
I just did that. I knew it'd trigger him.
Because it's always the funniest thing, Rob, because it's always funny. When we had that 4th of July party at our house. We had a 4th of July, but it wasn't a party. It was like, it was going to be a party for my people at the house in the backyard. But we had tables and stuff out front for the neighbors and everything. We're going to shoot fireworks up, right? And so I cooked enough food for my people.
Yeah.
Man, I go in the damn.
So you segregated the party guests.
Okay, whatever. And so, Rob, I'm going out. Everybody's in the backyard, my people. And then some of our people are sitting on the driveway, right? And I go in the damn house. I don't know who these folks are. Who the hell are y'all? And they're eating up my damn food. I ain't cooked this food for the neighborhood. I cooked it for my hood. And so, it's my wife like, be nice. Like, who the hell is this? Who the hell is this? Oh, I'm just looking for some ketchup, man. The hell you my damn refrigerator for? Like, what the fuck?
He grabs a ketchup and goes outside, gets in his car, and leaves.
I don't know this dude. Who the hell is this guy walking in my cabinets looking for ketchup?
So I never even had to go in your refrigerator. Like, you provide spaces for people to bring
exactly
booze and put them in, like,
but
coolers and stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. It was supposed to be just my family that was going to be in the kitchen. I come in the kitchen like, who the hell are y'all? Oh, he's just making us a plate? Food ain't for y'all.
Putting as much food on that one plate as you possibly can.
Yeah, plate leaning and everything.
And it ain't Chinette. It's that
dog.
Paper plate just bending.
Dog. Come on, man.
G-Day on Saturday. Should spring games actually be scrimmages against another Power 5 school?
I'd love it.
I'd hate it. Because
somebody get hurt.
I understand that.
I don't even worry about the hurt part. I just don't think that you would get the best performances out there. I don't think you put your best players out. It'd probably be freshman on freshman or something like that.
Yep.
Like, why would I put Carson Beck in the damn scrimmage against Clemson when I'm a player or Georgia Tech or somebody like that now?
You know, 20 years ago had this subject come up, you wouldn't even think about whether or not Carson Beck would play. Now it's just changed now.
Yeah, everything's changed, man. Yeah. Everything has changed.
Just embrace the change.
All right, Jackson Holliday, son of Matt, called up by the Orioles yesterday. Who was the first player to reach the pro level in any sport that made you feel old?
Ooh, man. When Pat Surtain got drafted, because I remember him running around the damn locker room when I played with his father. I remember when Justice was born, and now he's at damn Alabama playing football. I'm like, damn, I remember holding this little joker, and now he's damn playing at damn Alabama. I go pro. So, yeah, when their kids are become professional, always throws me off.
Fundamentally, what made me feel old is how hot I think some of the moms are on draft night, because they're my age or younger. It's like, damn, like Lucas' mom, I know they got some issues. That's why I want him to come to Atlanta. It's like, hey.
You would pay to go see his mama.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Well, that's not specifically why I'd go. That'd just be a nice bonus. But I don't think they're even speaking, though. Isn't she trying to?
What's she doing?
I think there's some infighting there over his brand or something. I'm not
sure. Oh, he ain't speaking to his mama?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I think there's
man.
Some,
that's
I think,
a shame.
I think they're – look that up, somebody. There's some tension there, I believe. But she's kind of hot, though.
Damn.
That's all that matters.
I think that'd probably be Vlad Jr. for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But definitely. Definitely.
Robbie Avila of Indiana State enters the transfer portal. What would be the perfect spot for him to transfer to?
What they call him? Milk Jabbar?
Cream.
Oh, Cream.
Abdul Jabbar. Milk Chamberlain.
Cream Abdul Jabbar.
I don't know. I think I saw this. Where I think didn't his coach head coach get a job somewhere else?
Probably follow him there, right?
I think that's what I was reading that, Rob. They said that he was basically telling other teams don't recruit him or whatever because he wants to transfer.
And I can't remember where his coach went.
I don't. That's what I'm trying to think. Did he go to SMU? USC? Whatever.
He's just fun to watch and a character, and you know.
Oh, where Dede? He went to St. Louis. St. Louis or
be a Billiken then?
St. Louis or Indiana State? Huh. All right, you must like a coach a lot. I ain't going to. No, because I like living in St. Louis. Don't get me wrong, but I went. Never mind. I was about to say something.
Indiana State, that's still where great.
I know, but
I've been to Indiana.
I know. I wouldn't say I would stay at Indiana State. I'd go somewhere else. Come to Georgia. Come to Georgia.
What if I told you that the Falcons' leader in touchdown receptions in 2024 is not Pitts or London? Who would it be?
It'd be Bijan then, probably.
No. If Bijan leads this team in receiving touchdowns, this is going to be a bad year.
Yeah, there might be a small
problem.
I can't think of anybody else.
It's going to be a bad year.
That's true, but he asked who else would it be. You're right about that.
It's going to be a bad year if neither one of these two do.
It's going to be
a rough-ass year. If neither one of them.
Well, they need to be schemed open as
well. They got to be schemed open.
God. That's the most obnoxious phrase.
Oh, God. And it's always like – I don't know who this man is, and so that's why I didn't say anything personally about his character or his evaluation.
But you can go to hell.
But that's not saying anything personal about his evaluations or anything. That's not saying anything about it.
You hope he has a nice trip to hell.
Yeah, no, it's not even that.
Safe travels to hell.
I'm just saying. I know who it'd be. It'd be Roman Dunze because they're going to pick him at 8.
Oh, there you go. Huh? Hot take Thursday.
What we got in the back page, brother?
Not guilty. Not talking about OJ either. Stay tuned.
Coming up next, Andy and Randy triple in for Bunker. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves in a rain delay right now.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The Game. Let's go.
Whoop.
Andy and Randy. Got Tribble filling in for Andy.
Rob, you know what? Because you have a Twitter, but you don't ever use it. You're following all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like on days like this, when O.J. Simpson is kicked the bucket and went to hell, you think about just the memes and the memes and all that other stuff that people come up with on this on that damn app.
I'll just go back and watch Norm McDonald's weekend updates, 94, 95. He just shredded O.J. Every chance he got was an O.J.
That
was hilarious.
But I was just like, man, these people got some problems, man. Just – I mean, whatever.
What, Bruce Jenner?
Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. Get it right?
Yep.
Caitlyn Jenner just tweeted out, good riddance. All right.
Rest in flames, OJ. All
right.
Let's do the back page.
All right.
Hey, you can go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Start packing. Mark Spain Real Estate.
So as y'all mentioned earlier, the sun is kind of starting to come out and the Masters is underway. But yesterday, does this not feel as good as it should if it doesn't technically count in the tournament?
Today and three.
Three holes in one at yesterday's par three tournament. That was Victor Hovland with the third.
I like the sound on that. You can hear the ball drop and the crowd gradually building up.
I mean, it was cool. I got a chance to watch a lot of it. My favorite part is always par three tournament are the children.
Yep.
It's the kids, Bubba Watson and his babies and everything. Unbelievably fun.
Those little spawns of Satan they are.
I've never hit a hole in one. Never. Came close once on a par three over in Stone Mountain.
Hit
a flag stick. Me and neighbor Bob was out there playing. I hit the damn flag stick. Yeah. But that's the closest I've ever gotten. Ever.
And what's so cool when you hit a ball good like that, you know it,
Rob, it was online, too. I was like.
You're like, oh, this feels
good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, ooh, ah.
Yeah, I put one gimme range, like dropped it right. At 6 inches.
Yeah.
So with all of the recent arm injuries in Major League Baseball, tons of people are speaking up.
It's not the pitch clock.
Not the damn clock.
Go ahead.
I don't think that it is the clock, and this next person is going to agree with you, Randy. He actually agrees with you that it might be the nerds.
If you look at a lot of the great guys that pitched and played the game, they're cruising, and they're cruising at 92, 93, 94. And then when that situation in the game comes up, they reach back, and they start throwing 97 when they need that. But that's knowing how to pitch, knowing how to put the ball in the right places, not giving max effort until you need to. And I think in some instances, analytics, and I always said there's a place for analytics, but it can't be the end-all, be-all. And when all you're talking about is spin rate and velocity and how fast the ball is spinning instead of throwing a strike, that's how I think people are getting hurt.
That's precisely who's right.
That? That's former Red Sox legend Mo Vaughn blaming analytics. I actually do probably tend to agree more with Mo Vaughn here than anyone else.
I agree with everything Mo said except for the analytics has a place. No, it don't. Get out of here.
I will tell you this. Just think about how absurd it is on his face. You've got guys you're paying $40 million a year to go 5 1/3, yeah. 5 innings. That's stupid.
Yes. Yes.
And by the way, learn to pitch before you learn how to throw hard. That's another thing. They do it all backwards.
They just come out just throwing as hard as you can.
Oh, don't get me started on this. I got a lot to say about this. Go ahead.
Well, hey, feel free to say it. Justin Verlander also spoke out yesterday on this subject, but he's blaming it more on the youth today.
Little League on. Go look no further than Instagram. I can't look at my Instagram feed without seeing, you know, some kids trying to learn how to throw as hard as they can at 10 years old.
I agree.
I sure as hell didn't do that. You know, I didn't figure it out until college. I matured into my body. I was, you know, I say it all the time. If I came up in today's world, I don't know what would happen. My mechanics were a little different. I was tall, langly, lean, you know, skinny, lean, yep. Weird, kind of hadn't hit my maturity. Went to college, didn't get drafted, went to college and kind of grew into myself. And all of a sudden started throwing hard. But it wasn't because I did some, you know, program to make me throw harder.
He's absolutely correct. And yeah. I think the funniest thing is I was watching some video today, Rob, and it had the travel baseball dad and the rec league dad.
Making fun of the travel dad, both of them.
No, the travel dad is basically big chesting the other dad. And it was so damn funny because you're sitting there and I'm just like, okay. I mean, I will always support my children anything they want to do. Yeah. Always, no matter what, if I got to. But that travel baseball is like, I don't feel that.
No, stop playing 100 games a year from the age of 12 to 17.
I don't feel that. I'm sorry.
Play other sports. Yeah. You're going to burn out anyway.
I don't feel that, man. I'm sorry. And I'm not saying anything wrong with it. I said, that's just my personal problem.
So the Bo Johnson Experience this Sunday from 6 to 9, I am going to have an entire conversation on this subject and travel. But look, the short story part of this story is the internet exists. If your kid's good, they will find you.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
You know?
I agree with that.
Kirk Schilling did not even pitch until he's in college.
Yeah. That's crazy. I've always been like this because my mother was like this with me, so I do this with my children. I'm not pushing to do anything. Now, if you want to do it, we're going to be serious when we do it. We ain't going to be half around.
No, that's fine.
Because you see your friends doing it or you see, like you said, a video or something.
You're all in. You can't quit either.
We ain't this half month now. You want to go? Let's go.
100% agree with that. So he is innocent. Speaking of Shohei Ohtani, feds who launched the investigation last month have included that Ipe Mizuhara was lying, that Ohtani was completely in the dark over this gambling debt, and Mizuhara embezzled from one of Ohtani's accounts without the pitcher's knowledge, and he will be charged.
He needs to be. But they said that he changed the passwords. And, like, and how many times Ohtani go on his laptop and log into his accounts or whatever. Like Rob, when we were talking earlier, when it first came out, I was just basically saying, like, it because is it an account or is it accounts? Because the one thing about a guy with as much money as a Shohei, he has accounts.
He's got it sprinkled around. Yes.
Multiple accounts.
He has multiple accounts.
And this guy probably had access only to a couple of them because he was in charge of multiple things that Shohei was doing on a daily basis, including probably paying for stuff like, you know, rides and hotels and, you know, They were side by side, 24/7.
Well, Mike Bell was talking about this. I think as somebody that's covered the Angels for a long time was basically saying Ohtani's a glorified man-child. Doesn't necessarily have the attention to detail to focus on all those things.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, and he shouldn't.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm surprised because, I mean.
And when you're that gifted, there's going to be a trade-off somewhere else in your life. Yes, you're not allowed to be all things at the same time.
I would be surprised.
Well, and he doesn't have time to bother with trivial things like that we do, like, you know, booking hotels and booking flights. And believe it or not, a lot of these organizations don't have a person that does that for you. And they don't have somebody that communicates with you in your language.
We were talking
like
about
did, so.
Shannon Sharp said before, he said he's never booked his own flight before. I mean, I've known brothers that's never booked their own flight.
Well, a lot of them have never flown before.
That's the thing about it. The booking of the flight, I'll be 100% honest with me. When I, the first, because I would always do it so wrong that I finally found somebody that can do it for me. And take all, Rob, I was the worst booker of flights ever. Dude, I would never get insurance on the flight. Damn, they don't go to the flight.
Right.
Book the flight on the way to the airport. Didn't care about, I was like, didn't even think about the little things about, why don't you just have these situations, this. Like, I was a quadruple platinum AirTran guy. I'm a big time Delta Sky Miles member, all these things. Didn't know none of that stuff. Didn't even know about all that stuff because I just booked flights, didn't care.
Just be done with it.
Just be done with it.
Look, if I could afford it, or if I were to ever become a billionaire, or hell, even a millionaire for that matter, I would definitely have an assistant.
I don't
want to mess with any of that crap. Yeah. And that's basically what Ipe was to Shohei.
Yeah, that money's supposed to give you comfort, not have to deal with the most menial, annoying things in life.
But there are people that will sit there and say, how are you not going to notice $4 million? Well, because you've got $700 million,
and it's probably from an account.
That's probably couch money.
It's probably an account. It just was funneled. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens to people with less money than Shohei.
Speaking of couch money, Shohei Ohtani's game-worn jersey from Jackie Robinson Day last year that he actually autographed is officially up for auction, expected to fetch $100,000. Seven bids as of this morning, with the highest bid being $39,000.
I wonder if the gambling accusations enhance that value, you know, add a story, a layer to it, you know, make it more interesting and compelling.
I think it would for, you know, a normal Joe. I don't know if you need to add to the layers of Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, right? for the normal guy. Well, that's, you know what I mean, an extra story to the jersey.
And a sad day when it's not O.J. Simpson passing away that we should be mourning today. It's Akebono.
Oh, the wrestler.
Sumo wrestling legend.
Yes.
Who wrestled Big Show in a sumo match at WrestleMania 21. Now, look, Akebono is not to be confused with Yokozuna.
I damn sure had him confused. Yeah.
So Yokozuna actually is Yokozuna the highest level that you can achieve in sumo wrestling.
Okay.
Wait, Akebono didn't get there because that's who I know. I know
he
who
did.
He is.
He did achieve Yokozuna, but he's not the wrestler known as Yokozuna.
They were both
born in
Hawaii. If you watch like the sumo wrestling, do you know what's going on?
I do not. I know is that you're supposed to push.
Is that the ultimate thing? Is pushing about the thing, right? Yeah. Okay, because I know they walk around with the front with thong on.
If it's on, are you watching it for a little bit though?
Nah.
Nah.
I'll
check it out.
When would you see? I bet Abe knows where to find it.
Of course, Abe knows
where to find
it.
I wouldn't know where to see. I've never flipped through the channels and found sumo wrestling.
but they're big old dudes and back with thongs and
just pushing each other around.
I don't want to play football.
I'm curious as to how it scored. I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure.
Is it a foot out the circle?
And then the whole body out. Points for the whole body out.
Okay.
It's kind of cool because it's such an ancient thing, you know.
And finally here, Jontay Porter, Adam Silver finally speaks out. Could face and probably should face a lifetime ban from the NBA. He's going to get Pete Rosed for. Now, this guy was actually, there's damn near evidence of him actually fixing games, whereas there was not with Pete Rose.
Correct.
So, yeah, you got to go, homie.
You don't ever want to compromise the fact that people think the games are rigged.
I mean, you can sit there and vilify. I feel bad for him. Clearly, he is so in the throes of addiction of gambling that he threw away a career for it.
That's sad. You know, he's a damn dummy because he probably said, hey, dog, or somebody called him, hey, dog, what you doing tonight? Oh, man, probably play about 5 minutes. Really? I need you to, like, take only less than two shots. Okay. You damn dummy. Only a dumbass would think he was not going to get caught doing this.
Action on a player nobody's heard of.
Action on a player nobody's heard of?
Peaking at a particular moment in a particular game. Oh,
come
boy.
Come on, man.
Oh, by the way, 1 o'clock hour will be brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain. Oh, and we got Joe Patrick, Smoking Joe Patrick, coming up at 1:20 as well. AMA, the Ask Us Anything, 404-726-0929. That's also coming up. But top of the hour, talk about the Hawks and that soulless, sterile wake of an environment I went to last night. Andy and Randy, Triple In for Bunker, Sports Radio, 1990 Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.